Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my professional comedian, practice manager, and co-host, Donna Lee.
You know what died with COVID? Live comedy.
Live comedy.
Well, sad.
Luckily, you can get your fix here.
That's right.
On this very important men's health show.
The Armour Men's Health Hour. Funny and full of energy and information.
Well, I don't know.
No?
Are you a low energy individual?
No, I am not. I'm up very early in the morning, ready to come to work with you.
I will tell you that this practice often gets low energy individuals. In fact, low energy is one of the most common reasons that people come and see us.
Segway. Hashtag segway.
I'm a board certified urologist. This is a men's health show. Our practice is NAU Urology Specialists. We've been in existence since 2007. I graduated from the great Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, where I also did my residency in urologic surgery. And for those of you that don't know what a urologist is, they are specially trained subspecialists of...
Ding-a-lings and yum-yums.
And surgery. Oh, yeah. And we are a surgeon-first kind of mentality. I think you'll get that in terms of the approach that we take to medical conditions and life, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we've got a lot of...
We like solutions.
That's right. We want to turn this podcast maybe into a high-tea podcast instead of a low-tea podcast.
That's right. We should make goals for ourselves. Donna, tell them about our offices and how to get a hold of us.
That's right. During the week, you can call us at 512-238-0762. Our podcasts are worldwide. Like, I joke about that, but they really are. We have this little tool that we can check out and see where people are listening. And Dr. Mystery is super famous in Europe and Asia. So there you go. You can also reach out to us by Gmail, armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. Our website is armormenshealth.com. So reach out to us. We'll answer your questions anonymously. We get so many questions every week, and they're so much fun.
Yeah, I think this week we got a ton of questions, not only from listeners, but also from patients that came to see us, interested in a better form of treatment for testosterone.
Yes, we have a lot of those.
You know, I think that there are people that get into the quote-unquote testosterone game or start getting treated for or tested for testosterone in a number of different ways. And we see a lot of them after they've been on testosterone and are looking for improvements in what's happening to them.
Right. And they just want to feel better and they want to have more sex and they want to run around the block feeling great. So.
And they want to have better. Today, I had a really good friend of mine from town who finally came to see me because he was getting more fatigued after his workouts in the morning, not less fatigued. And, you know, that's not really the way that we think about these things. We think about having a lot more energy, a lot more endorphin runs, but he was getting more tired. Huh. And so he wants to know if testosterone replacement could be something that could benefit him.
I get tired just thinking about exercising.
That is not true. You were doing bar A.
I was doing
before
bar
the COVID.
Three. Well, I was, and then after when COVID hit and everybody had to face their mortality, I was like, oh, look at the carbs. So
look at the carbs.
Yeah, and stop going to bar. I haven't gained any weight somehow. So there you go.
Well, there you go. You're winning. Good job. So testosterone replacement therapy that we do most traditionally are going to include injection therapy and pellet therapy. People often approach us wanting to feel better, but, you know, are questioning the types of therapies that are available. So I just thought for a brief review for our listeners, I could talk about each of the most common types of therapies and what are the goods and bads of it. And I love talking about this stuff. It's stuff that I deal with all day. So I may go a little quick, but, you know, it's still satisfying.
That's what she said.
So we have ways of treating your testosterone by not giving you testosterone. And that could include both lifestyle and dietary changes, as well as supplements that can help increase your natural testosterone, a moderate exercise regimen, building of muscle mass, especially in your lower extremities. Those things can naturally boost your testosterone. Then, especially in patients trying to keep their fertility intact, we can use medications like HCG or Clomiphene or Arimidex are going to be three most common things that we use that more naturally increase your testosterone level without suppressing the function of your testicles. Mm. Then we have what we call peptide therapy, and that's something that we provide prescriptions through our partner in testosterone and men's health, BioT. We use a specially designed peptide program. This is where, if you've ever heard of growth hormone or somorolin or GnRH agonist, if that's something that you're interested in pursuing and seeing if you're a candidate for, then it's something that we have a lot of interest and understanding of. And Dustin, who's one of our snapshot PAs for Men's Health here, mm-hmm. will take you through the BioT peptide program.
That's right. Dustin Fontenot is one of our PAs.
That's right. He's awesome. He's been mm-hmm. with us for how long? 5 years?
Five, now? 6 years. He's one of those time. Manly men that see all our manly men patients.
He can grow a beard.
He can grow a very long beard and treat all the men in Austin.
That's right. Then when we start into more traditional testosterone therapies, there is a pill that's available now. The pill has been available for testosterone replacement in Europe for many years. I have been kind of reticent to use it because of my feeling that it may adversely affect the liver, but the FDA-approved studies that were done found there was not an alarming amount of liver issues. We are starting to use this medicine more commonly. It's called Jitenzo, and if that's something that you're interested in looking at because of the other forms of treatment not really appealing to you, it's something that we can try here in the office.
I'm spelling it wrong. Jitenzo.
Yeah, J-A-T-E-N-Z-O.
Oh, J, I started with a G.
Yeah. Then we get to the gels, and the gels are some of my favorite ones because I think all the gels are the same, but we just put them in different places. Like there's one gel you put on your scrotum, there's one gel you put under your arms, one gel you put in your chest, but my favorite one is the one you put in your nose.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in your butt.
No.
When you say in your, the following word's usually butt.
For some people. So the one that goes in your nose, or called Natesto, is interesting because although it's required twice a day, it is one of the only testosterone replacement therapies that has not been shown to really suppress your own native testosterone production. So if you're still trying to maintain your testicular size, or if you're interested in maintaining fertility, but the other forms of treatment just aren't working, then Natesto may be the right treatment option for you.
Mm-hmm. And there's a really good looking guy on their website.
Oh boy. Then we have, after the gels, then we go to injections. And we offer injections both intramuscularly. We can do it here in the office, although we prefer teaching you how to do it at home, or having somebody at home doing it, not just some random person, like somebody you know, though, you know.
Some dude off the street.
We get our testosterone compounded because we find the 1 mL vials sometimes hard to use, the ones you get from your pharmacy. We get a 10 mL multi-dose vial that costs about $66 for a 3-month supply. Pretty cheap, comes with the needles, gets shipped to your house. Very efficient way of getting testosterone. But if you either don't like how the weekly injections of testosterone make you feel because you feel the highs and lows of the number, a number of our patients do sub-Q or subcutaneous injections with a smaller needle. They use a smaller volume, more commonly done during the week, and have excellent outcomes. Those outcomes and the effect of the medication is predictable, and so that's why injections work very well. But absolutely positively, the gold crown winner of testosterone therapy is going to be pellet therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that pellets work is that these are very small subcutaneous little pellets. They look like little Tic Tacs. Get put underneath your skin through a very small, just 3 mm incision. I have how many people here? Almost all 10 of our providers are trained and very experienced in doing pellet therapy. Mm-hmm. They can be done virtually with minimal notice, and right. the
set
healing
it
time.
And forget it.
That's right. You set it and forget it. You put them in, and we can, based upon your weight and your physical activity level and how you've responded to pellets before, mm-hmm. give you an excellent sustained level. I mean, many of our patients sustain their level at 900 or 950 for the course of the 6 months, and then you'll start feeling it when it's not, you know, working anymore, but we can also get a blood level to see where you're at and then redose you. Our repelleting rate, meaning the satisfaction rate of pellets that leads to men and women getting another pellet, is over 90%. And so that means that people really do appreciate the benefits of it. If you start testosterone therapy with me, I usually start you on injections to see if you like the outcome of testosterone, mm-hmm. and then saddle you with a more permanent solution like pellets.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm on our testosterone therapy at work.
Yes.
And I noticed...
It's probably why you haven't gained any weight during the COVID.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
I'm more active that I don't know about?
Yes.
But my high number, you were talking about symptoms before. My high number is super high on the lab result, and it's red, and it's like, ah, this is way too high. But then my provider, Leonora, was like, no, actually for you, that's a norm. It's a normal number for where we want you to be. So I wanted to remind the listeners.
That's right. There's no normals. There's right. only normal for you.
Don't look at your lab results and go by that number.
Or actually be scared either one way or the other, or right. be convinced that you're normal or not normal.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm so normal.
Well, I love it. thanks a lot to all those questions about bio-T and testosterone pellet therapy. Mm-hmm. And Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can call us during the week. As you all know, 512-238-0762. You can reach us by email armormenshealth@gmail.com, and our podcasts are everywhere. They're free and they're amazing.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.